For logbook servicing you can rely on, you need to make the right choice. You need trained professionals who are fully qualified to service your car according to manufacturer's specifications. For real peace of mind and a nationwide warranty, book in or book online at repcoservice.com.
His most successful women's sporting team. Legends on and off the basketball court. Baseball season is here. Come cheer on the Adelaide Giants and discover your new favourite sport this summer.
Welcome to the Bungie and Bretster Show.
Thanks for staying with us or joining us here on the Bungie and Bretster Show on a Sunday morning. We're approaching 11 o'clock, 10:48 to be precise. A little grey outside, but we've had a big show so far and still plenty to get through as well. And we do it all thanks to Lauren X Cleaning, supporting the Sample and community football in 2022. Google Lauren X today. And it is time for us to talk about the Adelaide Giants, season underway. They're against Geelong Korea, with a Korean team based in Geelong. And you know what? 1 million people have been watching every one of their games. Game four of the series is today, but this is massive in Korea. And when you think about it, the Adelaide Giants are probably the most watched team in Australia right now because they're playing the Korean national team and they get such huge following from the Korean people.
It's huge through Asia, isn't it? Like Japan's number one sport, Korea, it's massive. And it's great that Adelaide is up 2-1 in that series at the moment. We had the 9-5 first up win, 2-1 win, but went down 9-5 yesterday, unfortunately. So hopefully we can bounce back again today and get back in the winners' column.
Well, the man calling all the action for the TV broadcast is Eric Ballner, who's on the line. The Adelaide Giants are doing quite well. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Fellas, how are we this morning? Are we ready for a big game day today?
We are indeed. So it kicks off at 12 noon today?
Yeah, 12:30 SA time, 1 p.m. in Geelong. And is it wrong that I'm already a little bit like nervous for kind of an early season big game when your team is playing in it? Like, I love this about sport, but I didn't think it would come this early in the season.
Look, it's been a great series, hasn't it? Nick Ward, the man we had on a few weeks ago here on the Bungie and Bretster Show, smashing a homer in game one. It was our pitchers who came to the party in game two, with Liam Bull, 20-year-old rookie, hitting a home run as well. Then yesterday didn't go our way. We lost by four. What's going to happen today, Eric?
Well, it's kind of weird, right? Like, there's a lot on the line early season. It's sort of an early season defining game between Adelaide and Geelong Korea. Like, both teams sort of had an idea of how their season would start. And for one team, it's going to be okay at the end of this weekend, and the other is going to be left chasing their tail a little bit. So, like, Adelaide right now, they're 3-4. GK, they're 2-4. But a win for Geelong Korea, what a difference it would make for this club, because for the first time in their existence, they wouldn't be last place after two rounds. And with a GK win today and a couple losses to Melbourne just down the road, GK would actually be in a playoff spot, obviously early season. But, you know, they'd have 1-2 straight. They would have earned a split, fought back in a series, and just kind of made the statement that, you know, this isn't a GK team of old. They've sent a lot of really, really, really talented players over here, a couple former big league players, some high-end draft picks, guys that will be looking on that national team in the World Baseball Classic, some excellent pitching. And then for the Giants, like, they've been injury riddled to start the year, and they've had to start eight games on the road. So if they can come back home to West Beach with a 4-4 record with 20 of their last 32 games at home, it's all ahead of the Giants. Like, it would set them up so, so nicely. The problem is they are injury riddled. Their depth is certainly going to be tested a little bit today. And a loss that puts them at 3-5, they'd be at the bottom of the division to start. So a win, and it all feels really, really good. And a loss, you're chasing your tail. So it's going to be it's sort of the ones where it just shapes your season for the rest of the way. So I'm really excited to call kind of an intense ball game right off the bat.
A really tough start to the season, being on the road. Perth, we lost all three to them. They're looking like the probably early front runners for me. What do you see in today's game? Who has to really step up? Who have you been really happy with in the couple of games, more so against Geelong Korea in the first three games?
Well, the Giants are a bit lacking in pitching depth at this exact second. They get a couple arms back next week. So today is kind of a all-hands-on-deck team game. So I'm looking at that from the Giants pitching staff. They're going to have to use six or seven pitchers They're going to have to go one or two innings each, and it's going to be a complete team effort across the board, which makes it fun to watch. And the guy starting is actually a really cool South Australian story. His name's Jordy Gross. He's about 26 years old. He was only pitching Division III baseball about 5-6 years ago. Wasn't on anyone's radar a few seasons ago, not even Division I clubs here. Worked his way up there, won the Pitcher of the Year in the Division I State League a couple years ago. Got a chance with the Giants in the exhibition season last year. Didn't allow a run. And today, in the biggest game of the early season, granted, he's the one that we'll call open the game. He's going to have to go two innings, and he's going to have to keep the score as low as he possibly can, because then the Giants can hand it over to a lot of Team Australia arms they have in the bullpen and an all-hands-on-deck and hopefully a close game. So that's kind of what I'm looking for tonight, is it's all about how does Jordy Gross open the game today? Can he keep damage to a minimum? Can he keep the Giants in the game? Because if he can give us two pretty good innings, the Giants are going to be set up really, really well to win the game. So that's sort of how I'm looking at it today, is it's going to be a complete team effort. So hopefully they can do it from start to finish.
Well, they scored. They got some momentum late in the game yesterday and scored three runs in the ninth. So it'd be nice to build on that momentum and just take that into today.
Yeah, Jordan McArdle hit a huge home run late trying to build some momentum. And then, like you said at the top, Nick Ward's been pretty fun to watch, right? Like, he gets on base, it seems like, every time. Last night, he had like a 12-pitch at-bat that he ended up getting out on. But everyone just raves about that Philly grit and toughness that he has, that anytime he comes up to the plate, there's like this air of intensity. Everybody's watching him, and you kind of brought into the at-bat. So there's some really fun guys to watch on this team. I think when we're back home, people are really going to enjoy getting around this team.
And Eric, if anyone wants to watch the games, they can do it for free online, can't they?
Yep, ondemand.baseball.com.au. All the games are up there. Game replays are up there. It's live and free. You can just register your information right away, and you can watch it, and you can come spend your afternoon with me watching a pretty intriguing ball game against, like you said, a million people in Korea watching these games, because they're just baseball mad and obsessed, and they've sent a pretty good team over to Australia this year. So it's a good challenge for the Giants.
Eric, just a bit off track. The story of Curtis Mead that dropped through the week going over to play in the major leagues with Tampa Bay. How much is that being talked about within the local leagues?
Oh, I mean, it's the talk of the town, right? I mean, we haven't had a South Australian play in a big league game in over 20 years. We haven't had one on a 40-man roster in 15. We've never had a position player. So when you get to see a kid from West Lakes that grew up playing baseball at Lockleys, that grew up playing junior baseball, little league, state team, just like every other person that plays baseball in here, I think everybody kind of sees themselves and identifies with Curtis Mead, and everyone's just so proud of him, because he's got a chance to put Adelaide on the map in terms of the baseball world in circles. And I think he knows that too. He's been an unbelievable ambassador in the game. So you love it when great things happen to great people, and Curtis Mead is no exception. So it's been the talk of the town. Everyone is super pumped and super just excited, and feels good for Curtis.
He's so approachable, isn't he, Eric, as well? We saw at the season launch there with Steve Rem from Peligra was there as well, and Curtis Mead. The news had come through and it was announced there, and he just sort of, you know, he wanted to play it low-key. It was massive for him. And, of course, it's going to be massive this week because the first home games of the season are coming up. Now, it kicks off on Thursday night, 7 o'clock at West Beach, against the two-time defending champions, the Melbourne Aces. And it's a charity fundraiser for Andy Sutton as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Andy was one of our most passionate supporters, you could say. He kind of made a name for himself sitting up on the hill right behind center field, and he would heckle the opposition outfielder, cheer on the team, dance, bring a megaphone. And sadly, he was diagnosed with lung and liver cancer in just April of this year. And then 3 months later, he was gone. So it happened really, really fast. And he used to collect all these great baseballs, batting gloves, memorabilia from around the ballpark. And we gave him a really special at-bat a week before he passed away. We brought him down to the ballpark. We announced his name over the loudspeaker. He came up. He hit a ball off a tee, ran around the field, had a little inside the park home run. It's a cool video if you can go check that out on YouTube. It was really heartwarming stuff, and he was gone a week later. But at that day, he ended up giving us a big bucket of his memorabilia that he had, signed balls from former players, future MLB players, guys that have made their now, and he said, let's do a charity fundraiser at the start of the season. So we're auctioning off all of Andy's charity or his memorabilia that he collected over the years. And all of that money will go right back to lung and liver cancer research, and it's all in his name. So we're really excited to do that. Obviously, we wish Andy was at the game, but I think it's just our little way of saying that we know that Andy is going to be at the game with us no matter what, and that if fans want some of his old memorabilia, well, they've got to make a donation to lung and liver cancer. So I think it should be a pretty nice afternoon.
Terrific work by the club. So that's Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Friday night at 7 o'clock is 80s night, and you're taking requests for music from any of the punters that want to get along. If Saturday game is at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30, it's Bring Your Dog Day. Now, dogs normally not allowed at the ballpark, but if you're with a paying adult, the dogs can come in on the Sunday.
Yeah, bring that paying adult. Dogs can come in for free, and that should be pretty fun, right? Always fun to see those dogs running around. It's actually a great place for a dog to come on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's near the beach. We'll have lots of water and treats and things for the dogs around, but just something fun to do in the afternoon, right? Bring the family, the whole family, and don't leave your dog at home. I know there's a lot of dogs with COVID separation anxiety. They can be part of the, they can be part of the action too.
Well, Bretzer, what about if you've got a couple of dogs, eh? Eric, like Brett's
you have
like,
to bring two
it,
adults.
You bring two adults. Is you get two dogs in?
Yeah, we'll make it. Yeah, bring all your dogs. Just one paying adult. Bring as many dogs as you want for free. There's a dog club across the road. If they want to bring all 12 of their dogs that will be running around that afternoon, we'll let them in.
It's going to be a fun day at the ballpark, and I've been reliably informed we've got a live organ player as well.
We do. Organ Ashley is going to be slamming down the tunes, some little call and response.
What's not to like?
Game. No, I mean, come on. He'll be sitting right at the top of that main grandstand, right behind home plate. So you'll see him standing there all decked out in Giants gear, just playing some songs as we go along. So I'm looking forward to watching Organ Ashley at the game. You know, at least if we're not winning, and you know, at least you can listen to some 80s tunes on request on Friday night from our organ player.
80s tunes, that sounds good.
Well, you fit right in, Bretzer, because you're still dressed from the 80s, so you'll be right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, boys, if you want to come out to the game, let me know. We'll set you up in a deluxe spot. We've got a couple fun sections around the ballpark.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
If you got one of those, what about, you know, those dunking machines where you can actually throw the baseballs at them and dunk people? I'll put Bretzer up there. I'll come down and throw a few balls at them.
I'd pay to do that.
$100. I would definitely pay to do that, Eric.
You know what? That is actually a brilliant idea. I don't know why none of us have ever thought of that, but a dunk machine.
Yes.
You can put someone with a little status up on there where people could go and try to dunk them. That would be brilliant. I think we're going to – that's my first thing I'm going to do on Monday morning when I get back to Adelaide is I'm going to call every person in town that has one of those dunking machines. I'm on it.
There you go.
We'll put Bretzer up there.
You'll make a fortune with me on there. Don't worry.
We'll set that up
for
you.
Yeah, we'll set the commission. Don't
worry. Outstanding. Well, great work, Eric. Before you come home, though, get that win for the Adelaide Giants today against Korea, please.
We will. Everybody tune in ondemand.baseball.com.au and come watch some baseball with me this afternoon.
Appreciate your time, Eric. Good luck today.
Thank you, fellas. Have a good one.
Eric Bolner there from the Adelaide Giants calling all the action that you can watch, and their four-game series starts on Thursday. It's going to be big. Get down to West Beach if you can. We just have to hope the weather joins in on the fun as well.
It is a good atmosphere down there. They do that sort of things very well, and I think the organ player, like you think of baseball, you think of that.
How's it going?
That tune. I was going to try and pump it out.
Come on.
No, stage fright.
What?
But yeah, I think that'll be fantastic.
You can work on it during the news headlines, Bretzer. We want to hear it before we go. Here on the Bungie and Bretzer Show, the musical accompaniment. Stay with us.
Here's some tips for maintaining your Trex deck. Occasionally wash it with some soapy water or a pressure cleaner. Trex composite decking is low maintenance and won't fade, splinter, or warp. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.